us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for this great opportunity. Thank you for being a blessing in our life. Thank you for promising to be with us in every situation, in every circumstance. And Lord, in our trials and tribulations, you are there. And so, Lord, we just appreciate you so much. Even when we don't know you're there, you're there. And so with that, we want to say thank you, and thank you for this great opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So before I get into it, I just want to say, Tracy kind of said a little bit about it earlier, but I'm so extremely, extremely proud of Tracy and the ministry that she's doing with the outreach in the homeless community. And she's doing a marvelous, marvelous job every third Sunday. Tracy is such a gift to the body of Christ. She just, and I go to the mission, and I speak at the mission. And the men, every third Sunday, I go to the mission and I speak. And it just happened to be that Sunday, they come and eat dinner. And so I'm up speaking. And sometimes you think people don't know who you are. And they say, yeah, I was at your church today for dinner. Man, the food was great. They treated us so nice. And so they really want to come to our men's meeting for our breakfast. So we got to try to work that out some kind of way, Derek and all you guys, to get some transportation there on Sunday morning on every first and third. They bring the men here, just go to the mission. So they said if they had a way here, they would come. I also want to lift up Jasmine, Sister Jasmine. She's doing a great job with our youth ministry. She's worked so hard, right? So behind, we're getting ready to go to, the kids getting ready to go to camp in February. So the high school kids. So she's going to be meeting. She wants to meet with all the high school kids that's interested in going to camp after church. Just in the lobby for a few seconds so she can give you a few little details about camp, and then she'll give you more details later. But you want to meet Jasmine if you're interested in going to camp or you have a high school kid that's interested in going to camp at Porter's Lake. So a lot of our kids are familiar with Porter's Lake because they've been going every year. So Jasmine wants to meet with you guys in the lobby for a little while after church. Amen? All right. So good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm excited about this morning sermon. I'm so excited. We're going to be diving into some a very, very powerful concept, right? The concept about transforming your life, but really the title of the sermon, this one is on you. Everybody said this one is on you, right? So it's a very, very powerful sermon, and we're going to be dealing with the laws of the universe, and the number one law of the universe or the kingdom of God is the law of mentalism, right? And I've talked about it before, but I'm kind of going to go a little more in depth on it today. Because I want you to understand, when you get done, all right, every decision you make, everything you do, everything that's happening, you're going to realize it's on you. So this is going to be on you, right? You're not going to be able to blame anybody else. You're not going to be able to point your finger at anybody else. You're not going to say it's my mama's fault or this happened to me when I was a kid and they was bullying me and all of a sudden. This one's on you. And so Jesus loved us so much. He empowered us with the Holy Spirit, right? And the beauty of the Holy Spirit is that it comes into our life. It's always been there, but once we accept it, that's why he says, he that believeth, right? And once you really believe it, you get a transformation that takes place. Now, it's hard for us to understand it, right? But I'm going to try to help us out a little bit today. So I want us to understand that, right? So the first law of the kingdom is mentalism. Everybody say mentalism. It's really all about your heart and your mind. It's all about your heart and your mind, right? So people want to separate God and separate God out there, but just know that we are a part of him. Everything in the universe is mental. Everything started from the mind of God, right? And from the mind of God, everything was created. And the beauty is that God is a spirit. He's not a human. And since God is a spirit and he's not a human, and then when he created us in his image, in his likeness, he breathed into us him. That's the beauty, right? So he breathed into us the breath of life, and then we became a living soul. So this earthly body or this dirt, sometimes it's dark, sometimes it comes dark, sometimes it's a lot of dirt, so you're kind of heavy. Some people don't have that much dirt because they're kind of thin, right? But it's nothing but dirt. But the power is not in the dirt. The power is in the spirit, right? So when God breathed into you, he's telling you, I'm going to give you some power to really have dominion over your entire life. No one else is going to have dominion over your life, right? And that's the uniqueness of having the Christ consciousness, right? Having Christ inside of you. So the Holy Spirit is God present in your life, right? Everybody say the Holy Spirit is God present in my life, right? Now, so if God is present in my life, anything I do is on me now. I can't blame anybody else because I got God walking right by me everywhere I go. So he told us, wherever you go, I'll be there. If you go to the depths of hell, I'll be there. So that's why you can really say that everything works together for the good. The reason why is for those who love the Lord, because if you don't really love God, you won't think it's for your good. You think God is doing something to you. You'll be mad at God and angry at God. What happened? I don't understand why you let this happen to me. But if you really understand God and the love of God, you'll know that it's all working together for your good. Now, some of us can understand it because we've had experiences in our life, and then later on we say, I'm so glad that really happened. If that had not happened, I wouldn't be where I am today, right? And I know for a fact I wouldn't be the pastor at Kingdom Embassy if I had not had the trials and tribulations in my life early on, right? Because I would have never transitioned to this, right? So that's why he says it. So that's why he told us in Scripture, everything works together. And then he told us, that, now listen, I want you to know something, Dr. Abiyade. Make sure you give thanks, right? So he said in everything, everybody said in everything. So if God is telling us to give thanks for everything, that means whatever he's doing in your life, right, he's doing for a purpose. It may not feel good to you, but it's good for you, right? And a lot of times we say, but Pastor, you don't understand. I promise you I understand, right? Because God is present, and it was so painful. It hurt so bad. I can't believe they did that to me, and I trusted them so much, and they violated me and all that. But God was present. Right, and think the beauty of it is we have what you call this thing called a testimony, right? And our test is sometimes we overcome by the testimonies, right? So here's the listen to me. This is important. The power of your testimony will save somebody else's life, right? So the thing that you went through that was so devastating to you, right? It becomes a testimony in your life to help transform someone else, to help bring them through it, right? So understand. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, God is with you. Everybody say, God is with me. That's why your mate, even though you don't like what they do sometimes, God put them in your life for a purpose. You married them for a purpose. Everything has a purpose. God doesn't make mistakes. God don't make mistakes. God don't make mistakes, right? So we often say, well, God didn't do this, I did. I'm telling you, whatever is happening in your life, God is present in the situation. And he has the power to stop it if he chooses to stop it, right? But he doesn't stop it. Some things he allow and it does not feel good, right? But he wants you, everything is going to turn back in on you, right? And so it's important. So this one is really on you. Now, the thing is that it all starts within you. Everybody say within you. Everything is an inside job. Everything that you're dealing with in life is internal, right? And so if you can manage and understand that, and your life will be so much better, right? And then you won't blame anyone else. So when you get done, you say, yep. This one's on me, right? Because God showed me. It was so nice to see little baby Teresa here. She's over here in the house. She, praise the Lord. I want to do it, right? She got a testimony so powerful, man, it's gonna flip the church, right? But I'm going to let her share when she get a chance, right? So it's important, right, to understand who we are. Right? So once you understand who you are, and whose you are, nobody, I ain't gonna say no devil, nobody can stop you. Right? Nobody has the power to stop you but you. Right? So your biggest enemy is really the person in the mirror. It's not anyone outside. It's always you. Right? Now, so you project what you believe. Right? Whatever you're doing, you're projecting what you believe. You can tell me anything you want. Whatever you're doing is what you believe. Because you're projecting in your mind. Your mind is a projector. And nothing really happens. A lot of times I was riding the car with my brother on the way to church, and he was telling me about a story that happened. We drove past someone, and we had an experience. And he said, man, and I remember so-and-so, 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 and I had to tell him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I said, you know how long ago that was? He said, that's a long time ago. I said, but you just made it present. Yeah. I said, it's not even real, but in your mind, you gave it space. You made something that really didn't exist anymore exist. Yeah. Right? You gave it energy and you gave it life. You brought it back. It was already dead and you brought it back. You can't plan ahead because the head is not even there yet. It's only there in your head. So you give it space. You create the future. You create the future. Tomorrow is on you. Right? Now, it's important. So when we get done today, you can't blame anybody. You're going to say, this one's on me. Yeah? So when you get mad and you get angry and you get frustrated and, yeah, this is funny, man. Earl going to kill me, but I got to say it, right? So we're in the car, JB, and Earl said, and I get so mad when you don't listen to me. I said, Earl, I do listen. I said, I don't say nothing. I just get quiet. He said, and that make me mad. You need to say something. I said, but that mean I'm listening to you. Well, then say something then. I said, I don't. He said, because you don't never think I'm right. I said, well, if I think you're wrong, if I tell you wrong, you're going to get mad, so I don't say nothing. I said, if I say something, you're going to be mad because I said it. Now you're mad because I didn't say it. Right? Now think about it. That's all in his head. That's all going on in his head. Right? And I said, now you mad at me for what I didn't say. And you mad at me what I said. Right? But when you get done, the only person mad is you. So I'm sitting there. I said, I'm not upset about it. Don't even bother me. You should be. It should bother you. Well, don't bother me, right? Now, I want you to think about that. So when we're dealing with life, and we're dealing with life, and we're going through life, it's important to understand that this thing is an inside job. So I don't have time to worry about what's going on in your life, right? I got to really focus on me. Now, if Jesus told us that you would know my disciples by the love they show, you have to love you. Most of us don't love us. And because we don't love us, we don't love nobody. Right? And so because everything in our world is a projection of what's going on inside of us. So if I don't love me, I don't love what projects from me. Right? And so it becomes a problem. But once I love me, right? And then I can love you because you really are really, a projection of my mental state. Right, I just projected the movie, and you came into view, right? But you're really in my mind, right? Now, so that's important. So now, when you get done, you're not gonna blame anybody else. Now, you can get mad and find somebody to blame, but this one's on you, baby. I promise you, this one's gonna be on you. When you get done, you can say, "Ooh, God, won't He do it?" Yeah, so yeah, He'll do it. God always does it. That's what He worked with. Now, here's what Proverbs says. Proverbs says, "Above all else." Right? Guard your what? For everything you do flows from it. Well, where's your heart? Well, my mama got it. No, you got it. Your heart is inside of you. You know, if you run a business and the people come in, you got to say, I'm sick and tired of the customers. It's you. It ain't got nothing to do with them because you get to determine whether you want the customer to give some space in your space, right? I don't have to give you any space. So you come in, you don't like my service, go somewhere else. I say it all the time. If you don't like kingdom embassy, go somewhere where you like it. You can talk about it all you want, but it's really you. You're the problem. So wherever you go, you're going to take the problem with you. So when you get to the other church, you know what you're going to say? About 2 weeks in, I swear to God, that pastor is something else. I can't believe them people because the problem is until you own you, Until you realize that you're the problem, it's not somebody else, you won't ever, ever move in life. You'll never progress. So you're always in being stagnated because you're always trying to find somebody else to blame. And this is you, but you don't understand, Pastor. I promise you I understand. And some people really understand it, and they walk away from some people, and they never give them space in their life again. You said, that person would never take up a space in my head again. But how many people take up space in our head, right, and we don't even like them? Right? I don't even care. They come and say, I can't believe she come here like that. How dare she come in looking like that? Who they think they, that's you. Because they were just walking. They really weren't even thinking about you, right? They didn't care nothing about you, right? Right? And so that's really, so your heart, there's a dark spot somewhere in your heart. Right? There's a dark spot in your heart. And you got to figure out in your heart, where is that dark spot, man, so I can clean it up. Right? Because if I don't, everywhere I go, I'm going to have a dark cloud over me. Some people hate to see you coming. And some people glad you leave. Right? And the reason why is because you got such a negative attitude. But the negative attitude comes from you. It doesn't come from anywhere else. You can take your joy with you. I remember the old folks said, you didn't give it to me and you can't take it away. Right? So once I understand that, then I know this one's on me. So whatever I'm dealing with, whatever I'm going through, whatever's happening, God told me that it's in my heart. It's coming from my heart. So I got to get my heart right. He said, but she broke my heart. No, I broke my heart. You didn't break my heart. I gave you space inside of me. You know, you said, no, it was, no, Pastor, you don't understand. I promise you, it's people in this audience right now can tell you that it was somebody they loved so hard, they didn't think they can live without them, and now they're so glad they was without them. But at one point, they thought they couldn't live without them. Couldn't nobody tell them anything. Then, and once they, some folks, you said, like I said, they said, with a woman, they said, listen, okay, keep on. She's going to roll with you for a while, but when she gets sick and tired of being sick and tired, everybody can tell you that, but when she turned the water off, there's nothing you can do to turn it on. Right? Once you make up in your mind that enough is enough, then enough will be enough. So tell me this. If that's the case, then why are you going through this hell that you think you're going through, that you're taking yourself through? Because the world is your lens. But you don't understand life. Like I was telling my little baby at my house, she came out. She said, life be lifing. You don't understand. Life be lifing, right? I said, I know life be lifing. It's life for everybody. But you don't understand. See, you don't understand. I do understand, right? But it depends on how you want to look at things. Is the glass half empty or half full? Right? So God fill your cup. And some of you guys, because your cup was empty, in Corinthians, he said, I made some people ambassadors. And then the ambassadors, their job was to reconcile man back to God. That means help them realize who they are in God. Help bring them back so they'll know who they are. Right? The thing, reconciliation is, I need to get back to my connection with God and know who I am with him. If I know God and I are one, right? But sometimes life gets so hard, I don't even think God with me. What a foolish thought when I know he with me always. Right? He never leaves me. He's always there. And he's always there to come. That's why he told you don't be afraid. Don't fear no one. Don't be insecure. Right? Why would I be afraid or fearful when I got him with me? Right? And so now, how do I get my heart right? How do I get me right? I got to believe. Watch this here. I got to believe that he and I are on the same team, that he's a part of my life. I got to believe that he's a part of my life. The Christian said this way, you got to believe that Jesus died on the cross. You got to believe so much that he became the Lord of your life. Now, let me make it in terms so you understand. You got to believe that God really resides in you. Right? You got to believe it, because if you believe he resides out there somewhere, you're going to keep on doing stuff and blaming other people. But if he's inside of you, now I can handle the situation because it's me and him handling that. That's why he told us this. Greater is he that is in you. He said, but he's really said it, once you recognize he's in you. Because if you don't recognize he's in you, you're going to always move as though he's not. And then you're going to always blame someone else. And then you're going to be living beneath your privilege. And most of us, listen, we went through slavery. Slavery was so devastating. People thought nobody would ever make it through. Eventually, man, that thing, whole thing got abolished. People thought they would never make it. We're doing stuff now that people thought would never, ever happen in life. But it happened. Right? Because God is greater than anything else. And when you have people, man, that have understand who they are in God, and they said, this one's on me, so I don't care. You can kill me if you want to. I'm walking in this thing. I'm willing to give my life up for this thing because I know whose I am and who I'm working for and who's working with me and where my power comes. So you can take my car, you can take my house, you can take my resources, but you can't take my God, because he has access to everything, right? So now if that's the case, then why am I blaming somebody else when my daddy got it all? It's people here living in houses that you haven't paid rent since. And it ain't because you did not pay it. It's because they kept on giving you a pass. Because God said you didn't have the resources, so I'm a touch their mind, and they're going to give you a bypass. Right? You don't have to pay your note this month. You say, oh, thank you, Jesus. When you do it, right? And so God keep on blessing us, right? But here's the thing. We always recognize when he don't bless us. We spend so much time with what God don't do for us that we don't recognize what he's doing for us. Right? But what if we sit back and really was honest with ourselves and said, listen, greater is he that is in me, right? What you mean by that? If the Holy Spirit is in me, then this one is on me, right? So this situation I'm going through it because God has something better for me. So I just got to ride this wave out. And here's the beauty of it. I'm going through it. If I'm going through it, that means I'm not stopping, Teresa. Right? Sheikha went through hell and high water. Sheikha has a testimony that'll blow your brains out your head, for real, right? So it's just like the energy just to try to take her out. The enemy just coming at her. She had a car accident and everything got broke. Her eyeballs got broke. Everything was broke, right? And the girl couldn't walk. And she couldn't everything. They took her finger to put her ankle together. The girl couldn't nothing work, right? And she thought that was the worst thing she could have ever went through in her life. She said, this is the worst thing. She's sitting up in the hospital and look like a dummy. She said, I can't breathe. Yeah, my lady, right? Right? And God delivered her only for her to get cancer. And she said, I thought that was the worst thing. But God brought her through it. But here's the thing, and then so you know, but she gets different. So she said, but you know, everybody said, but yeah, God brought me through it. But man, life be life, in Pastor Duren. This cancer ain't no joke. Until God said you delivered. He said now what's your excuse now? Why won't you serve me like you're supposed to serve me? Because this one's on you now. I healed you. I delivered you. What you gonna say now? Well, see, you don't understand my situation, and I ain't got no what? When you was at your lowest point, God brought you through. Everybody say, this is on you. So when you look at Matthew, that seventh, and I preached on last week, and about judging people and all that, I don't have time to be concerned about what's going on in your life if I'm doing me. If I'm doing me, Tasha Oaks, if I'm doing me, I'm really doing God. Doing me is really doing God because he resides in me. So everything I do as though I'm doing it unto him. Right? So whatever I'm dealing with, any circumstance, I say, oh, yeah, I got this, right? He said, listen, I failed the other day. And I failed, and listen, it was so bad that the whole church ran to me. I'm screaming and hollering like a little squealy baby, right? I'm beating the floor, and I'm hollering and screaming because the pain was at a 15, right? And I got up, got home. I couldn't walk. I couldn't go to the bathroom. They had to bring me a urinal to my seat because I couldn't even stand up to go to the bathroom. I had no strength. They told me, said my femur was broke. Right? And I didn't know what femur was. I was in so much pain, I didn't know what a femur was, right? So, you know, I go through, this thing is just crazy, right? And God said, hold it, slow down, slow your hold. You can have I didn't deliver you from 5 knee replacements. And you worried about a fall? Right? He said, this is on you. He said, this is on you. I'm trying to show you something. Sit down and wait a minute. And hold your horses and watch me do this thing. So everybody see me and they say, ooh, what a miracle. Want to do it? Right now. So the thing is, you want to be mad and you want to cuss and you want to do all those things, right? No, not when you know who you are. When you know who you are, you know that whatever happened, it happened for your good. Right? It happened for everybody. Said it happened for your good, right? So then I don't get to blame anybody else for all this stuff. I don't get to blame everybody else. Every time something goes wrong, I don't blame everybody else. Some of you guys blame DET because your light got turned off or your gas got turned off. No, you didn't pay your bill. But anyway, next, right? This is on you, right? So we don't have time to blame anybody else, right? Because when your heart get right, right? Everything seems like it's a light. That's why he said you are the light of the world. It's like a light just light up, and the world looks different. It's full of colors. And you're like, ooh-wee, what a blessing. Ooh-wee, what a blessing. Ooh, that's a song. Ooh-wee. Well, right? Now, so that's important, right? So I don't have time. So watch. I'm going to cut across the field. Now watch what happened. So when Paul was writing in Romans, he says, do not conform to the patterns of this world. What he's saying is, don't you conform to these people who don't know who God is. I wouldn't care if it's your mama. I wouldn't care if it's your grandmama. I wouldn't care if it's your aunt. Listen, don't conform to what those people are telling you. You're different. You know who you are. And you know whose you are. Right? And you know what's going on. And you know every situation that you're in, I promise you, you know why you're in it. You may not tell anybody why you're in it, but all you got to do is stop for a minute and you go back and look. Say, I know there was this one's on me. I know why I'm there. I'm not going to blame anybody else because a lot of times we blame other people because we want the focus off of us. Right? But here's the thing. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to all the people. Right? Only listen to your inner man. The inner man is God residing in you. Now, listen to me. I know some of you guys out there on the internet are super deep, and I said, and you don't think nobody has the Holy Spirit but you, right? And people got to come to your church and believe it, and you got to be saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. I'm telling you, God resides in all of us, right? Now, people got their philosophy, but remember, it's just their philosophy, right? Just like it's mine. Right, but here's the thing: the reason I reside to that, because, I come to that this conclusion, Brad, is because every time I get ready to do something wrong, and I do, every time I get ready to do something wrong, right, something on the inside tell me now don't make that choice. Yeah. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Right. Now, some people don't want to say it's God. Some people don't want to say it's the Holy Spirit because you got to get the Holy Spirit a certain way. I'm saying because we are really a spirit, and not just physical, that the Spirit reminds us, God reminds us, now don't do that, because he's always trying to help us make the right choice. Right? He said, if you make that decision, it's going to be impactful, not just to you, but everybody that's connected to you. And some people that's not connected to you is going to be impacted. And I got to talk to you like this here, because you don't realize that we're like a spider web. All of us are connected. So you make a decision here, and it affects somebody in Mississippi. Right? And so it's important to understand, right? So don't be conformed to this world. Here's what he says. But be transformed. Everybody said you need to change. Everybody said change. I'm trying to help you to transform your life. He said, be transformed by the renewing of your what? He said, you got to go inside of you, Tony, get inside of you, and I got to change the way I see life. If I see life as a mess, you know, AJ and I always talk, AJ said, Dad, you don't understand. I said, I do. I just don't see it the way you see it. I don't see the negative, right? I don't see that crazy stuff. Because whatever you see is you. And whatever you see is not real. It's a projection of what's going on inside of you. You projected it. So you see it that way. That's why somebody said, this is the truth. I swear to God, this is the truth. No, that's the way you see it. It's relative. Because you see it that way. So if I see the world as a mess, the world is going to be a mess. Right? It's like beauty is in the eye. Like my goddaughter, Martha. She's so beautiful. Listen, she here today. Last time I called her, she wasn't here. And I called her on the phone. I said, Martha, did you hear me? She said, yeah. She said, I wasn't even at church. I said, well, I thought you was. She said, I got a double, right? So she is so gorgeous, right? Eddie Brown, you're lucky, boy. Listen, so, but beauty, everybody don't think she look good. No, everybody don't think she look good. Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Right? So some people can look at you through their lens, and they don't think you're nothing. But I want you to know, God think you're something. The reason why he loved you so much, Nicole, is because he created you in his image. And he loved him. And since he loved him, he loved what he produced. And what he projected out. And whatever was in his mind, watch this here. Whatever was in his mind, he produced it. He made it real. Now, everything that's in your world is produced in your mind. The way you see it is the way it is. I don't care how I see it. Right? So that's why he said you transform by the renewing of your what? Mind. It's an inside job. If I want to change the way I dress, I got to change the way I think before I change the way I dress. And if my heart is dark, right, my mind is going to be dark. Then all of a sudden, man, I'm wearing all black. My nails is black. My glasses is black. And everything's black. And I'm gothic. But you only gothic because you thought you was gothic first. And then all I got to do is watch your heart. Everybody say my heart. Because this is an inside joke, because this is on you, right? Now, here's what he said. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is. His good and pleasing and perfect will. Listen to me. Let me say this again. Then you will, right? After you change the way you see God and see you in God. Once you realize who you are in God, you'll change the way you think, and you won't be the broke joke. Right? You only broke because you think you're broke. AJ always said, Dad, you just say that because you got money. I said, I really don't. But I just tell you I got it. Right? So if you think you broke, I think anything I want in life, I'm going to get it. Because in my mind, I project that in my mind, right? It's an inside job, right? So something happened today, right? And they did the offering ahead of time. And Tracy got, we was in the office. I said, listen, here's what we're going to do with the offering. We're doing the offering after praise and worship, right? Yeah, got it? Yeah, everybody. So I gave all the instructions. We came out. They said, Pastor, we're going to the offering. They're doing the offering now. I said, what? I came by. I said, Tracy, why did you do the offering? Right? You know, I said, I told you in the office. I said, listen, y'all got to do. The guy said, shut up. I did the offering the way I wanted to do the offering. So I had to get Tracy. I said, Tracy, I gave a hug and kiss. Y'all saw me give a hug and kiss. I said, Tracy, because Tracy's sensitive, right? So I had to give her a hug and let her know this ain't had nothing to do with me. Because God wanted it done the exact way he wanted it done. He said, because it ain't about you, Pastor Duren. It's about me. And the reason I know it, because he told me to go to the bathroom right when they were supposed to do it. Because if I had been here, it would have been done the way I wanted it done. Right? And so in my mind, right? So right away, I knew Tracy was feeling best, so I had to tell her. But what happened in the pulpit happened in the whole audience. So I'm sitting there, and God told me, he said, listen, man, you just projected the whole negative image. What you just did, when you said something to her, affected the entire church. That's why Onika said, I can't believe it. I'm going to turn around again. She didn't realize what was happening. I knew spiritually what was going on, right? Because I'm the leader. So I knew what I had done. So when Onika turned around, she tried to get y'all to get up and praise the Lord. You wouldn't do it. So she had to turn around and say, I'm going to turn back around. By the time she turned back around, I said, God, please forgive me. This one's on me. So then the energy changed in the room. It changed. That's how powerful you are. You can project you into other people. Right? Now, so when he said, then you will be able to test and prove God's will, you can't do it until you transform the way you think. Until you start thinking like God, you won't be like God. Now, I'm not saying you're the great God, but listen to me, man. If the Holy Spirit is in you, man, where is God? Where is he, man? Right? And we said, no, God out there. No, if the Holy Spirit is in you and the Holy Spirit is God's spirit, where is God? He's in you. So why are we walking around like he's not? Everybody say, this one's on me. Right? So it said, then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and he breathed into man his spirit. I want you to think about this. Before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb, God had already thought about you. He had, Pentecost, he had already taught you how to write before you ever wrote a line. God had already put that in you. Already, the gift was there because he wanted you to use it to change the world. Now, when you do it with God, then you're so much more successful. Right? Now, what's success? Success is I feel good because I'm doing what God want me to do. That's what success is, not what the world say. But it's when you're doing what God told you to do. Everybody said, this one is on me. Now, so if God is a spirit, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That means I got to have a different mindset now. Right? But the mindset won't happen unless you transform the way you think. If you don't get your heart right. Now, listen to me. God gave you your heart. Don't let people darken it. Quit giving people space in your life, man, to make your heart dark. Quit allowing people, man, to control the way you think. Don't let people tell you about you. You got to know who you are. So now when I make a decision, I'm making a decision because it's on me. So now I can own this thing. I don't have no apologies because I did what I wanted to do. And I did what God told me to do. Now, who I got to answer to? I got to answer to him. That's why he said, if you offend one of the least my little ones, he said, then you offend me. He said, because they mine. So whatever you're doing, you better not offend nobody else in the process. Right? So now, everything we do. Everybody say everything. Everything we do, right? Now, listen to what he says in here. I want you to understand it. Because everybody loves Jesus. Everybody say, I love Jesus. All right. You must have the same attitude that Christ had. Now, this is good, Pierre. I know some of you guys ain't gonna like it, but it's good, Dr. Abby Ade. You can call me later on. Here we go. All right. You must have the same attitude that Jesus had. Right? Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Okay, now listen. Though he was God. Now remember, Jesus was Mary's baby boy, right? Though he knew who he was, though you know who you are, don't cling to your power. Just love. You got to have the same mind as Jesus. For those who study the Bible, everything that Jesus was doing was out of love for God. It was never about him. He was a man. It was never about him. It was always about my father. I'm about my father's business. What is my father's business? You don't want to deal with the prostitutes, so I deal with them. You don't want to deal with the drug dealers, so I deal with them. You don't want to deal with the tax collectors, then I deal with them. He said, if you don't want to love her, then I love her. He said, listen, I know you so high and mighty and think you know the Lord and you have a great relationship. I'm telling you, you don't know. So you can kill me if you want to. I know who I am. Take my life if you want to. I don't care. Take my life. Do whatever you want to. Kill them all. But I promise you, I know who I am. And my attitude is, my father, watch this here. My father, Derek, and I are one. Right? So I'm saying, listen, God is the father. Right? That's why he said, when you pray, pray that the kingdom would come. Where's the kingdom? He said he wants that whole energy inside of you. He wants God's mindset inside of you. So now the way I treat people and the way I do things and the way I move is because of my relationship with him, right? So I and my father are one. Here's what you got to say, me and my father are one. Me and the Holy Spirit is operating as one. That's why, young lady, when you look good, you got to tell them, this is off limits. I know it look good to you, but you can't touch this thing, right? Because I got a partner, and my partner said, you ain't right when you try to violate me. Don't tell me you love me. I'm going to talk to the church people. Don't tell me you love me, and we love the Lord, and you trying to get me to violate his principle. No, don't tell me you love me, and then you love God, and then you, on the side, you tell them, hey, let's run this hustle. Well, let's do this on the side. Because right then and there, I already know you're the enemy. But I'm going to let you in on a secret. But the enemy is really you, because God is projecting you and letting you see who you really are. So now it's not really them, it's really you. So God is trying to show you you. So when you see them, you're like, you're not right. He said, okay, I know I got to bag this thing up, bag this train up, because I'm the problem. It's not them. I know y'all didn't think I can go there, right? So, because it's always a projection. Now I'm about to wrap this thing up. Remember this. That's why this is on you, Dr. Brigg. This is on you, right? Everything you do is a projection of your heart through your mind. Everything. So whatever you do, whatever's happening, whatever world you're in, whatever you're doing, remember, you're projecting it, so it's on you. So don't you blame anybody else. Whatever I see is really me seeing it, because nothing's real. I know it's hard for you to get that concept. But you got to remember, your mind is so different in your brain. So when I see something, if you close your eyes, everybody close your eyes, you don't see nobody, right? Close your eyes. For real, close your eyes. Now, picture me in your mind, in the pulpit. Close your eyes. For real, close your eyes. Picture me. I'm behind the pulpit. I'm preaching. Keep your eyes on me. Don't take your eyes off me. Keep it in your mind. All right? Open your eyes. See, y'all thought I was up there. In your mind. Everything's a projection of your mind. Everything is in your mind, man. In your mind, some of y'all wait. I can't wait to look at him. You're like, where is he, right? That's what happens in everything in our life. So if I want something different, I got to see it different. Because however I see it is how it's going to be. So since it's how I see it, then now I can't blame anybody. This one is on me because I projected it from my mind and from my heart. I can't blame anybody. This one's on me because I projected that. Now, if I don't like it, then change my view. Change the way I see it. Hate and love is the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. It's only changed by degrees. Hate is the absence of love. Love is the absence of hate. It's the exact same thing. It's what you project. How many people you hated one time? You said, I couldn't stand them, and we ended up being best friends. Then you loved them. And some people you say, ooh, that was my best buddy, and now you hate them. Only reason it happened because that's how you projected it. And when you changed it, I don't trust them. That's because that's the way you're thinking. You projected that in your head. Everybody said, this one is on me. If I want to represent God in my everyday life, I got to see things the way God sees things. I got to let him into my heart. And listen to me. And God is so powerful, if you never open the Bible, if you never open the Bible, God will reveal himself through you and to you. Now, I know some of you all don't believe that, right? But you got to remember that the Bible is not that old. It was not always here, right? They wrote that New Testament a little later, right? So what did they do before then? Because right? God always spoke to the people. God can always speak through your heart because he's there. That's why we call it intuition and all that kind of stuff. God tells you what's going on. You just got to follow your first mind because your first one is him. The second one is you. Give the Lord a hand clap. I'm done. Amen. God is so amazing. I want you guys to know, man, God loves you so much. All my young people, I want you to know God loves you. If you can embrace that, it will change your life. Quit being a victim when you're a victor. Quit being a victim when you're a victor. Right? Quit begging when your daddy have it all. Just live in it. Everybody stand to your feet. If you don't know who Christ is, you don't know who Jesus is, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus into your heart and all his teachings. His teachings are so important that they transform my life. I would not be the man I am or who I am, because before I really knew who I was in God, I was stealing hubcaps, shooting dice on the corner, doing all kind of crazy stuff, man. I was having sex in college and all that kind of stuff. I was doing it and got a disease and all that stuff. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Some of y'all did too, you just won't tell it, right? But God's grace and mercy. It's God's grace and mercy. If it weren't for his grace and his mercy, where would I be? Now that I know better, I have to do better. And the way I'm able to do better is I got to embrace him into my life and embrace the spirit of God in my life, and I got to walk in it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for every single person under the sound of my voice. Thank you for letting us know this one is on us. We can't blame anybody else because you're right there with us, reminding us and telling us how important we are to you and how important we are to each other and how we love and care for each other, right? How we're supposed to love and care for each other. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for that interconnectedness. Thank you for the interdependence, how we need each other and love each other and care for each other. Let us love us like we're supposed to love us. Let us know that you reside in us and you'll never leave us or forsake us. So, Lord, we ask you to come into the hearts of those who don't know who you are, who have no clue. We ask you to reveal the power of your spirit in their life so they can walk the way you want them to walk, so they can love the way you want them to love, so they can love themselves and then love others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you want someone to pray for you, you want someone to join, I ask you to come to the altar. The minister's going to be here. I'm not going to be here because I got to get to the door because Ardina's not here, and I got to greet the people on the way out. God bless you.